You, I don't know if you remember President Roosevelt. He had a house in Warm Springs, Georgia. He came to the springs to swim because he had polio. And do you remember anything about that?
Not only that I knew that that's where he went for his summer home away from Washington, and I guess during the latter part of his presidency was when I was in the Navy. I went in the service in 1940. I got discharged in 1943, I guess it was, when I went in the Navy.
Roosevelt won 3 terms as president. And did you think that was too many terms?
Not at the time, Chris. Everybody was willing for him to serve an extra as many terms as he possibly could, because he had done so much for the South and everybody else as far as that's concerned. And you know, he was the one that that first created the Social Security Administration. That was in 1936, I think, when my first Social Security, when I signed up for it, was in 36. And they started in 37. And that has been one of his major accomplishments, I think, is for us old folk.
When that first Social Security first came into effect, did people look at it as positive?
I think most people did. As far as I know, they did. I don't remember any negative feelings for it.
A lot of people said that Roosevelt used too much government. He had too much control federally over everyone.
Well, that may be true, but if he hadn't taken control, I don't know what had happened to the country, because it sure was going in downhill slide there before he took over.
When the Depression hit, it was kind of wasn't really sudden, but it was kind of sudden. It was quick 4 years slide. And did you notice that it was coming, or did you, or just something that happened?
Well, no, not really, because I was, like I was telling you before, that we was so far back in the country that we didn't realize actually that there was a depression. We certainly didn't lose any money in it because we didn't have any money to lose.
You said earlier that you had to do odd jobs and stuff for money.
Well, not for money, but
for living.
For a living.
Is that basically how you survived during the Depression?
Anything that we could do, like the postmistress at Mentone, I guess, kind of helped me out as much as she could, delivering the special delivery letters and packages for the amount of extra postage that it cost to deliver special delivery. I remember riding my bicycle from Mentone over to Cleveland, Georgia to deliver a package that I was paid 10 cents for, and that I about actually it was an 11 mile one way, 22 mile round trip for a dime, and I was glad to get the dime.
That was 1941 was when the war started for America and Pearl Harbor. Can you tell me anything about that?
Well, I was working in Detroit at that time, and I was working at Fleetwood Fisher Body, and it was just a devastating thing to everybody. We'd already started the 1942 production of automobiles. Of course, they just stopped making cars altogether. The ones that was in production, we had to black out all the chrome and everything. We painted black, and the cars were just for special people that, you know, during the war, no civilian car. And I had been going to night school and was taking a course in tool lathe operation, and I got a job at a little machine tool company for a while, and then I was called back into the dyeing machine unit. Was making the anti-aircraft gun housings for the 5-inch gun for the Navy. And that's what I was working, where I was working until I was drafted.
During the World War One, was the war backed by Americans or supported?
Well, I'm sure it was. Yes, it certainly was backed by most of the Americans anyway, because after Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, I mean, it was something else.
On your background sheet, you said you were involved in World War II. What was your involvement in that?
I was assigned to an aircraft ordnance repair unit and was sent to the South Pacific. And our main objective was to equip and supply Task Force 58 with airplanes for the retaking of the Philippines. And I was stationed out in the Admiralty Islands, which was about halfway between New Britain and the Philippines. And I was a diesel mechanic, or motor machinist. My rate was motor machinist made second class.
The feelings between the North and the South have always been kind of touchy, you know. People always looked at Northerners as Yankees, and Southerners, I guess, I mean, Northerners look at Southerners kind of as dumb and slow, but have you known the feelings to be stronger, or have it changed during your time going on?
I never did have any animosity towards northern people, because like I say, when I went to Detroit, they laughed at me for my funny accent, but they treated me good. And I figured that I've always found that if you treat them right, they'll treat you right.
Do you think that there's any kind of difference in the way we live, or?
Oh yes, they live at a faster pace up there north, and we kind of laid back. We go a lot slower than they do up there. I remember we always around here, if we saw somebody, we'd speak to them, whether we knew them or not. But if you say howdy or spoke to them, they look at you. What are you doing speaking to me? I don't know you. But other than that, got along with everybody I work with, especially this time. Of course, now I know that there was incidents where people didn't get along too well because of the way they lived, going out of the South up there. But it wasn't too bad where I was.
Just a quick note, during the Depression, were there a lot of Southerners leaving the South, going north looking for jobs, or did you know anybody that did?
Yes, I worked with people from, I know several from Tennessee, and there was quite a few left and went up there, but
that I do.